It's Saturday afternoon. It's about, 2:30? And I'm here at the Dan Ryan Woods.
Hey, it's Curious City editor Alexandra Solomon. And what you're hearing is our new reporter, Adriana Cardona Magigad, braving the very cold temps this past weekend to do some reporting out at the Dan Ryan Woods Forest Preserves on Chicago's southwest side.
I see a couple people sledding out there.
And when I say braving, I really mean that. I don't know about all of you, but I don't love Chicago winters. In fact, I find facing the cold, digging the car out after a big snowstorm, the shorter days, all kind of stressful. Especially this winter, with all the additional stressors brought on with the ongoing pandemic and the recent surge of the Omicron virus. And apparently, I'm not the only one. In fact, that's the question that Adriana is going to help us answer this episode. How are Chicagoans coping with the stress of winter?
Honestly, it took me a while to leave my house. It's so gray. And
that and more, just ahead.
The sun isn't out. And, you just kind of want to stay home. I kept finding things to do at home before coming out here.
Adriana, we're super, super excited to have you as part of the Curious City team. And, we're going to answer this question about how people are getting through the stress of winter. But before we do, I have to ask you, you come from a country where the climate is a lot milder. I'm curious whether you experienced the stress of winter when you first got here.
Well, yeah, I'm originally from Medellin, Colombia, where it's super warm all year round. Cold days there are around 60 degrees and rainy, but I'm still not fully used to the cold here.
Did you even have, a proper winter coat? Because I feel like, why would you have a proper winter coat if you're from a place where it's only 60 degrees?
My winter coat was pretty much a windbreaker for the first few years. And yes, winters were a torment for me. Then I upgraded over the years to the real puffy ones. I'm still not fully used to the cold, though.
I'm not sure anybody actually really... I mean, I guess you get used to the cold, but it doesn't mean you, love the winter. And, we're kind of making light, but winter can actually be really tough, I think. There's not as much daylight, the days are shorter, it's cold, which can just be kind of demotivating to get up and do stuff.
Yeah, there is this general stress out there, the winter blues, and there are ways to address this. There are also some really serious conditions where people have a hard time doing basic daily tasks like, getting up and showering, getting ready for the day, staying motivated. And depending on the season we're in, especially winter, there's something called seasonal affective disorder, or SAD. I talked to psychiatrist Dr. Adger Ranke-Pedersen about this.
In layman's terms, seasonal affective disorder can include things like becoming more fatigued more easily, finding you're maybe sleeping more than usual, but not feeling as rested. They're very similar, if not, almost the same in some ways, but though episodically different, than symptoms of depression. So feeling sad, having a low mood, losing interest in things, or losing your ability to derive pleasure from activities that maybe you once found enjoyable. Now, keeping in mind that in the winter months, a lot of times the number of activities we can engage in significantly decrease, right? Not being able to go outdoors, especially with COVID on top of that.
According to Dr. Pedersen, seasonal affective disorder affects about 5% of adults in the U.S. Also, depression rates and symptoms have increased during the pandemic. And like I said, this is more than just the winter blues, when you feel a bit sad that the weather is not as nice as we would like, and you can't do as much as you generally do in the warm weather. This type of depression can be really hard on some people. Some people can even have suicidal thoughts. Experts like Dr. Pedersen recommend paying close attention to worsening symptoms, your sleeping and eating patterns, but definitely seek professional help.
Yeah, it sounds like seasonal affective disorder can be really, really serious for some people. But, you mentioned that a lot of us are just feeling kind of general stress, and now we're in this second pandemic winter. I know you've been talking with experts about kind of what they're seeing. Tell us what you've been hearing about that.
Dr. Pedersen and other experts in the mental health field are worried about what they say is a mental health crisis.
Even prior to the pandemic, that was an issue. Long wait lists difficulty finding the right fit in terms of a therapist or a psychiatrist. And also some of the issues that come with medical mistrust in Black and Brown communities and wanting to find someone maybe who's culturally able to contextualize what you're going through.
Aside from challenges finding the right therapy, in Chicago in particular, many parents whose kids attend Chicago public schools are stressed out because schools closed unexpectedly because of COVID.
Whether we're in school or not in school, in person, that is, a lot of the unpredictability is a big stressor for people. The financial constraints that people might be under to get additional childcare, or the financial constraints when people are not able to work if they're working in hourly paid jobs that maybe don't have as many benefits.
Last summer, many people thought as more people got vaccinated against COVID-19, we were hoping to reconnect with friends, go back to things we love doing. We did that for a second while the weather was nice, but then the winter came and we realized the pandemic is still hitting us just as hard and we aren't out of the woods yet.
Yeah, so how are people coping with all this then?
Yeah, there are different ways to cope with the winter stress under a pandemic. Some people are eating a lot more, watching a lot more TV, entire series on Netflix in one afternoon.
Yeah, I can completely relate to that. There's a lot of that going on in my house.
But Alexandra, experts say don't beat yourself up about it if you feel like you could be spending your free time doing something more productive or healthier.
I think it's also very important that we're not focused on things that we can't change. So once something has happened and so much is going on right now, the last thing we need is to overly focus on things that, say, we regret. However, I also think it's important, you know, to set your mind, you know, towards what you would like to do next, but focus less on what you can't change and more on what you can change.
Dr. Pederson and other experts recommend more physical exercise, whether indoors or outdoors.
Here we go.
I went to check out a place where dance teacher Israel Alvarez Landa is trying to get people to stay active during the worst times of the winter and this pandemic.
Hi, I'm sorry to bug you. Do you know, is this one 40? I'm looking for.
I went to his in-person class at a Catholic school in Brighton Park on the southwest side. It was one of the coldest nights this winter. It was like 12 degrees out when I went.
Oh my God. Thank God.
When I finally get there, about 12 people, mostly women, are sweating and doing aerobics to a mix of songs.
A mis alumnos, ¿no? Entonces manejo música mexicana como quebradita, cumbia, merengue, salsa.
The type of songs a lot of us in Central and South America dance to on the dance floor.
Merengue, música.
Israel is originally from Veracruz, Mexico. The weather there is also nice and warm, like in Colombia. Israel teaches aerobics remotely and in person during the evenings. A lot of people follow him on social media. He has a bunch of tips he thinks are helpful.
Pueden ir también a, pues, a los lugares recreativos, ¿verdad? Como los
For parques, one, he says people should go to the park, take long walks, go to church if that's something you enjoy, and definitely stay connected with family. He also says, you know, people should figure out what they're passionate about, whether that's drawing or getting a pet to take care of.
Cuidar animalitos, porque los animales son muy hermosos, los perritos, los gatos.
But he really emphasizes staying active and exercising. The women doing aerobics with Israel in person say leaving their cozy living room to do exercise at the church is worth it. Most of them are wearing masks, and the space is big enough for them to keep social distance. Ana Joaquin says she's not afraid of the winter, but the pandemic brought in added anxiety.
I can't be like this, just eating. I cannot be scared. So now I'm like, you know what? I start thinking, you need to be working out in order for you to be stronger and not to be scared of this COVID. Siempre tú me
The women look like they were having a lot of fun while burning some calories.
Okay, I'm gonna try this one and see how far I get.
I tried for a split second to follow along.
Okay. You just changed the step. It's going too fast.
But it was pretty hard with my mic.
Okay, I'm completely lost here. I don't think I can follow the steps or keep up.
Wow, it sounds like a fun way to get some exercise.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, just like Israel and the dancers were saying, experts like Dr. Patterson say people need to do things they love doing. She also recommends light therapy and avoiding isolation. She says staying connected with people you enjoy spending time with is important. I went out on a Saturday. It was actually really cold and gray. But I spotted some college students making the best of it at the Dan Ryan Woods.
I think something that we do a lot is, like, we like to do whatever we can do with what we've got going for us. So, I mean, going out in the cold to, you know, make fun out of it instead of having it be a bad thing, you know.
Yeah.
They had a pretty fun way of relieving their stress.
We were just together and then we were like, let's build a snowman. And then the snow was not sticky, so we were like, next best was sledding, and we found this cardboard.
Sledding is actually one of the best parts of winter and a really, really great way to, you know, get exercise and be outdoors. I'm wondering, you know, is there anything else we should be thinking about now?
So, yeah, one thing that stuck with me is that as we all face these ongoing challenges with the pandemic and now the cold winter, we need to be more proactive and really pay attention to how we're feeling and how we react to all these challenges around us. Dr. Patterson says that now more than ever, we need to keep doing our best to work together to support one another.
I think there's a lot of irritability and tension that builds up. And that irritability and, you know, tension can certainly affect our ability to connect with others, which then can affect our mood further. So I would say it's really important in this time to know that we have a common enemy, and that's COVID-19. There's so many people who have lost family members, who went through Christmas and Thanksgiving with people missing at the table from the last couple years. And I think those are very real, you know, experiences that will live with many of us for the rest of, you know, our lives. But I think it's so important that in this time to support our emotional well-being, that we do what we can to be there for each other and to support each other.
Thanks for all that great reporting, Adriana. We are super excited to have you on the team. And I think after all that, I'm going to go give my mom a call.
Yes, definitely. I'm super excited. And I am definitely ready to take my kid to the park as well. So we're heading out.
A year and a half into the pandemic, the number of people in the U.S. quitting their jobs is still growing.
Hey, it's Alexandra again. So 2021 was kind of the year of the quitter.
Well, over 20 million people quit their jobs in the second half of 2021. Some are calling it the big quit. Others, the great resignation.
You've probably heard that phrase by now. The Great Resignation.
The Great Resignation.
The Great Resignation.
So many workers have left. Pretty soon, every business is just going to be self-service. Like, you realize you're going to have to make your own food at a restaurant. Or you're going to have to give yourself a root canal.
In November alone last year, a record 4.5 million people left their jobs. And here's where you come in. If you are one of them, we really want to hear from you. Did you quit your job during the pandemic? If you quit, how did you do it? What are you doing now? How's it going? Is it going better or worse than you imagined? Tell us your story, and we just might include it in an upcoming episode. You can send us an email at curiouscity@wbez.org, hit us up on our social channels, or leave us a voicemail at 888-789-7752. We're looking forward to hearing your stories. Curious City is supported by the Conant Family Foundation.
I don't do rock and roll.
And produced by Joe Dassault and Jason Mark. Adriana Cardona Magigad is our reporter.
Okay, now this dance is way too provocative. I can't.
Maggie Civet is our digital and engagement producer, and Asia Singleton is Curious City's intern. I'm Alexandra Solomon. Thanks for listening.
Okay, I think I can do this one. Stay in the corner here, in the back.